acqui in fire, 6 kV per stare.
Prossimo.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
Good evening. My name is Pete Comley, and tonight I'm performing a sound collage for radio for you tonight. It has no title. I'll let it speak for itself. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show.
Majestic mountain heights, cold glacial and snow-fed streams, sagebrush flats, lakes that mirror the blue sky and reflect the peaks. This was a hunting ground for Indian braves, the favorite haunt of the trapper, Davy Jackson, and the home of the guide, Beaver Dick Lee. This is the country of elk, coyote, and the wild goose. The beauty of the scenery is obvious, the sounds more subtle. Can you recognize the bull elk bugling his challenge in the crisp fall air? Listen. He's calling to some of his friends now. Where can you find the creatures of this land? Come along on an excursion from headquarters of Grand Teton National Park at Moose to Jackson Lake and back. enjoy the scenery as well as seeing for yourself where the animals and the birds are most easily observed.
Set A contains a chair, a house, and a tree. Set B contains a door, a tree, and a bottle. Now let us pair the elements in A with the elements in B in the following manner. Let us associate with the chair in set A, the door in set B, with the house in set A, the tree in set B, and with the tree in set A, the bottle in set B. In this manner, we have associated each element of set A, exactly one element of set B. And conversely, with each element of set B, we have associated exactly one element of set A. Therefore, these two sets are in one-to-one correspondence. We may say then that A and B are equivalent sets. You might notice here that we could have established this one-to-one correspondence in other ways. We could have associated with the chair in A, the tree in B, for example, the house in A with the bottle in B, and the tree in A with the door in B. You might also notice here that these two sets are not equal sets. They certainly do not have the same elements. So they are equivalent, but not equal.
Of life, there where the stables are, where the nectar is hidden, and the source of loveliness. Feel that intensity. Center of your favorite flower, take a deep and let the scent go inside of you. Thank you.
undersurfaces of a huge masses of agitated vapor that were glowing in the unnatural light of a faintly luminous and distinctly visible gaseous exhalation which hung about and enshrouded the mansion.
This, we shall say, represents the highest plane of consciousness. It is the consciousness of the great universal mind. Now you shall draw in your mind another circle, some distance from the first one. This circle we shall call the subconscious. It is the consciousness that is usually alluded to as the psychic processes of mind. Beyond that, then, you shall draw still another circle. Do not lose sight of the first one with the dot in the center, nor of the second one. The third one you draw represents The lowest plane of consciousness, lower than the vibratory nature. It is the object of consciousness. Through it you realize the mortal world.
Calves will lag behind and get separated, and when they discover that mama isn't close by, they start squealing or chattering.
We all know mind torture. It is the immediate experience of an existence beyond mind, by which all the habits and attitudes of the individual can be controlled and directed to their proper ends, the knowing of that which is eternally true. Bodhidharma was the first patriarch of the Zen sect. The early part of the 6th century, this grim-faced Buddhist monk
Reported to have done things which require for it to do those things, either as one of two conditions. absolute maximum power or no mass. If this is a thing, in terms of a guided missile, it does these things that have been measured and reported. It can do those things if there is theoretically no limit to the power involved.
There's a coyote, there, near the elk. He's hunting for ground squirrels and mice, but he lingers near the elk in hopes that one will become sick or perhaps crippled in some manner so that he can really have a feast.
What is wrong? You're crying.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'd hoped you would not see me like this.
But tears. Tears today of all days. Why? Tomorrow you are to be sacrificed to the god of rain. Is that not something to be joyous about?
Yes. Yes, it is a great honor.
Then dry your tears. Come, wipe them away now. We do not want the priests to see you crying.
The priests? Are they coming?
Yes. Even now they are preparing the altar for the ceremony tomorrow.
I know. I've watched them from the housetop.
They will be here soon. Oh, how I wish it were I to have such a great honor before our people. To have my heart carved from my breast and offered to the god of rain.
Yes, all these long years since I was a little girl, I've dreamed of tomorrow.
This is continuation of film number 1802-1802. The line voltage this morning is 100 volts at approximately 50 cycles with some variation.
Each cell of your mind body, new patterns of greater strength and vital energy. As you continue this process of positive direction of your subconscious mind, you will know and feel that marvelous changes for God are taking place in your life, and you will become more and more refreshed and vitally alive.
Exercise number 6, the nostril compressor. First, the preparation. Place your index finger under the tip of your nose. Push nose up slightly. Flare nostrils in and out several times. Breathe normally. Now the exercise. Holding fingers below tip of nose, push nose up slightly. Push your finger down with your nose by squeezing your nostrils in and down several times. Now hold nostrils in as tightly as you can. Breathe normally. Be relaxed. Don't frown. If necessary, hold fingers of the other hand between eyebrows to prevent frowning. Now we will relax the face and the body. Put all thoughts out of your mind. Concentrate on relaxing. Close your eyes. Think that you are looking straight ahead. Relax your forehead. Make your eyelids heavy. Mentally glue your upper eyelid to the lower. Lips together, but drop your lower jaw. Make your head heavy. Make your left shoulder heavy, down to your fingers. Feel the heaviness. Make your right shoulder heavy, your right arm and your fingers. Think along the spine, from the base of your neck down to your buttocks. Make your body heavy, your buttocks heavy. Breathe normally. Make your left leg heavy, your foot, and mentally feel each toe to relax. Make your right leg heavy, your right foot, and feel each toe again. Now open your eyes and turn your record over.
forget the cares of the world here. As your eyes feast on the scenery and you're lulled by the sound of the small glacial streams cascading down the mountain.
Listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a non-profit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, Doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
Hello, my name is Pete Comley. We're at the halfway point of my untitled sound collage for radio that I'm performing for you right now. For more information about me and my sound collage work, please go to www.endorphinsound.com. That's www.endorphinsound, all one word, .com. Thank you, and let's continue.
Hello, boys. Glad to meet you. And thank you, Herr Blabbernose, for that very lovely introduction. Gentlemen, I would like to state at first that I have not come to speak to you in behalf of my brother's new order, as some of you might think. I have come, however, because of my desire to help all mankind, purely from a humanitarian standpoint. I have heard that you have made an all-out attack, yes, loving, on our peace-loving, on our...
Hi. Please call back me in Hungary. Okay? My phone number is 727-4-7-1-6. Please come soon. Okay? Because I hope you can help me. Now is this day. Not tomorrow. Today. Okay? Please call back. Thank you very much.
Exercise number 10, the upper eyelid lift. Slowly relax your mouth. Exercise number 10, the upper eyelid lift. Slowly relax your mouth. Exercise number 10, the upper eyelid lift. Slowly relax your mouth. Exercise number 10, the upper eyelid lift. Slowly relax your mouth. Exercise number 10, the upper eyelid lift. Slowly relax your mouth.
hated god, the springing hill of Artemis, in an unnamed sandal shop.
We're leaving Jupiter now. Now we see it from Europa. Moon Io is also in sight. From Satellite 6, we're now 7 million miles from the planet.
Side trip from here to Lupin Meadow can be very rewarding. When the lupin are in bloom, their purple color is spectacular. Slides, which are the home to the pika or rock rabbit. There's one hauling grass and storing it in the rocks for his winter food supply. Busy doing squirrel work and scolding or chattering. Listen to that little fellow over there on the limb. Grouse. See if you can get closer. Oops, There he goes into the tree.
Leaving 13-2 now. We're between layers, but we're going instruments again shortly.
American 333, Roger. American 333, turn right now, heading 330.
Turn right, 330, American 333. You sell a cell at 12 o'clock to us.
333, Roger. American 333, New York, on your radar, do you pick two cells? Presently, your heading should take you between the two of them.
Yes, that's affirmative.
Negative American 3, American 333, American 333.
333,
Roger.
The Moose. Why not take a walk north along the dam and see if you can spot one of these gangly looking beasts? It has been said a moose appears to have been put together by a committee. He might seem ungainly, but appearances are deceptive because he moves through marshes, woods, and deep snow with the greatest of ease.
The planet is smothered in a blanket of gases. An impressive mixture of hydrogen and helium, methane and ammonia, obviously hundreds of miles deeper than Earth's atmosphere. It's impossible to tell how far down to the surface. It's impossible to say for sure, in fact, that there is a surface. The atmosphere may grow more and more dense in its depths. It may gradually change from gas to solid.
Red spot. That's Jupiter's most startling feature. Changes position from year to year, alters in color and size. It's been as large as 25,000 miles across. Possibly the result of some fluctuating atmospheric disturbance.
Place the ring fingers and middle fingers of each hand between your eyebrows, thumbs at outside corner of your eyes, lips parted. Hold corners straight back and your eyebrows apart, firmly to avoid frowning. Close your eyes, squeeze them tightly, count to 12 slowly, and squeeze them tighter and tighter together. Keep counting. Keep relaxing your lips, your shoulders, your body. Breathe normally. Keeping your eyes closed, release pressure and put your hands at your sides. Now begin to count slowly to 17 to relax. Concentrate on relaxing. Relax the inside corners of your eyes and the outside corners. Make your eyelids heavy. Lips together, but drop your lower jaw. Relax your shoulders. Feel the heaviness. Make your body heavy. Breathe normally. Relax your legs and feet. Thank you.
That view of Jackson Lake from Signal Mountain is so inviting that it just urges you to hurry along so you can enjoy the many pleasures of the lake. The cold water with the Tetons mirrored on the surface. The bird life. The trout lurking in the depths.
Tavern 135, Roger. What are your flight conditions presently?
We're on instruments with moderate rain. We're passing by a cell just about 4 or 5 miles to the south of us.
As soon as that big fellow swimming over there senses someone near, he will... Yes, that's what he'll do. Swat his tail on the water. That warns other beaver of possible danger.
Thank you. was that died before the war ended, well, they died later. Well, we didn't go to get to the frontier, but then the frontier has been here, so it's the same as going to war, and we're going to die here for the country and so forth.
Well, the people that died later, soldiers, I'd like to, well, they cried. Well, it's all about being tricked and all that. Quite a lot of that.
In this little school hospital they had in the hospital?
Yes.
They have Shadow
Grease.
No,
nothing.
The army didn't even put on that.
Hi, my name is Pete Comley, and I've been performing an untitled sound collage for radio for you. Missed the epilogue there. Maybe you can catch that on my website, www.endorphinsound.com. That's www.endorphinsound.com. Thanks to Sonarchy, and thank you for listening. You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare, and there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.